So there's a lot going on.
Where do we want to start? We want to start with the fact that, Ivanka's best friend wrote a scathing article about her in Vanity Fair. It's like all of a sudden she has an ex best friend. Like,
what, and why? Like, what was the purpose of doing this?
What, these people need to shut up. I'm just so tired of these ex-best friends and best friends and like confidants from like 1988 coming out of the woodwork and being like, I'm writing a book or I'm writing an article. And I just, no.
It's just exhausting. And it's so, at this point, haven't people figured out that this is all just
ugly.
Mean, ugly,
ugly
bullcrap?
It's just ugly, and it's the person that writes it. You're gross at this point. You're gross. We are at the 12th hour now, you know. And it's at this point, like if you didn't write this 4 years ago, like you just look pathetic. You just look petty and pathetic and small. Go away. Move along now. Nobody cares what you have to say, Vanity Fair lady.
I know. That's the thing. And why would Vanity Fair even entertain publishing something like that? All it does is make the girl who wrote it look like a complete biatch.
Right. She's a sea beast.
Total sea beast. Yeah. Right. I don't know what the point of that is.
Yeah.
So if you are a person who is watching us right now from Pennsylvania. Oh my God. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm so sorry that you have to wear masks indoors now in your own damn house.
Have fun with that. Who's going to do it? Raise your hand.
What in the world?
What is happening with you guys? Like, your governor. I'm sorry about your governor. I'm so sorry about that.
I mean, and I didn't, like, that's not even one of the governors that we've been spotlighting, right? That like super extra sucks. And that's bad. Like that's really, really bad to have to wear a mask in your own home. So, and it's weird too, because you have to wear a mask in your own home if you have people in your home that don't live in your home, but you're not also allowed to have gatherings. So why would you have people in your home that don't live in your home?
Right.
In fact, you're not supposed to have gatherings. It's so dumb. And then there's a bunch of places that have a curfew. Like, what the hell does a curfew do?
I know. It's crazy. I don't understand. Like, what, do you have to be in your home like at a certain time?
Yeah. Like most of the places I've seen it is from 10 to either 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. You're just not allowed to be out of your house.
Yeah.
Because what? Like the virus, what does that do? There's no science behind a curfew. There's no science that would suggest, this data suggests that if we're inside at night, then the virus doesn't spread. I mean, yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I totally agree.
I don't understand it.
Yeah. It's crazy. So I'm sorry. So, when it comes to like restrictions and whatnot, we've got like our governor here in Indiana, our governor Holcomb, he's been like putting on the power pants for, I don't know, 9 months now. And I find it interesting because they're the ones who are supposed to follow all the rules and everything. Listen, anybody can get COVID, anybody. And he's a perfect example. His security team, somebody on a security team was exposed to it. And now he and the first lady are having to quarantine, so they're obviously going to be locked down for like the next 14 days, which I find interesting. But, you know, this is like real life. Like people are exposed to this thing and they have to live through it. We've had plenty of friends who have had it, right?
Yeah.
And that are, I'm not saying, listen, it's a terrible, terrible thing. It's just that people are going to get exposed to it. Right. I mean,
now more than ever, because tis the season, right?
Right.
I mean, this is
right.
Like cold, flu and virus season.
Right.
And so obviously it's floating around a lot more than it usually does in hotter months.
Yeah.
But the reaction to it is what is insane.
It is insanity. Like to
lock this. That is just so dumb. In fact, because the very first place when it was Cuomo who was talking about, okay, restaurants, you can continue to do a little bit of stuff, but you have to close at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Which is because why? So because if people went from And if they stayed until midnight, they're somehow in more danger. And and what's dumb about that is it makes people who, maybe there are people, especially in New York City, who tend to eat dinner really late. So now there's going to be more people who are wanting to eat earlier, right? And yeah. So more people are going to be there at a time than normally would, instead of it being more spread out. It just seems so counterintuitive and without any kind of scientific logic. I don't understand it. The curfews, I don't get. There's like Michigan is like literally shut down for the next 3 weeks. New Mexico, the same thing. They like shut down to the point where it was like when we were doing the 15-day deal.
Yeah.
8 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
crazy.
Yeah. But time, it's kind of like that whole cloak of immunity thing. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so if I come in at a certain time, then I'm not going to get the virus. If I, you know, if I walk into a restaurant and I wear a mask from here to my table, I'm not going to get the virus. As long as I walk from here to here with a mask on, and I sit down, I take my mask off, and then I eat and I have my mask off. And then I put my mask back on when I walk from here to the bathroom. And then I like put my mask. It's like, it's all so dumb. It's also, all these rules are so arbitrary and stupid. Yeah. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
It's all done.
There was some, cause I've seen questions floating around the internet of people going, have you guys noticed that like, there's no talk about flu right now? None.
Yeah.
There just seems to be no cases.
I put a thing up on our Instagram page that said something about it, like the very same thing. Somebody tweeted about that. And I'm like, I'm going to be very curious to see what the flu numbers are between 2020 and 2019. I want to see the data. I can't wait to see the data, because obviously it won't come out for a while, but it'll be really interesting to see what the difference is, because you know that so many flu cases have been coded as COVID.
Right. Well, and it's funny too, because like a meme I saw about it said that like it was a conversation between two people, and one person said, so have you noticed that there's no cases of the flu right now? And the person answered, well, that's because everybody is wearing their masks and they're washing their hands and they're social distancing. And so the person replied, well, then why is there an uptick in COVID? And that same person answered, well, because people aren't masking. They're not social distancing enough.
Oh my God. what kind of logic is that?
I know,
right? It's craziness. It's absolute craziness.
Lots of hullabaloo on the Hill yesterday with Jack Dorsey and Gleeborg 9 commander Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah
they did. You see any of it? Like did you see Jack Dorsey looking like he was in the process of eating a goat?
Yeah, he's becoming the Billy Goat. He's becoming a human Billy Goat, you guys.
He
crazy.
Like
yeah, he has
Jack Dorsey.
And it's like he's sitting on his moss. He just doesn't care. At this point, he probably doesn't. He's like, I've made my money. I don't care.
He sounds high.
He is. He's always high. Yeah. I think these hearings are just such bull crap, because it doesn't matter. These guys have so much power. It just doesn't concern them at all about the welfare of any of these people that they absolutely control now. It just doesn't matter to them. It just doesn't. It's kind of like politicians, right? They don't have to care. There's nobody that's holding them accountable. I mean, these politicians can ask questions, but at the end of the day, what's going to happen to these guys?
Well, and that's exactly right. And the frustrating thing is that the Republicans, like Ted Cruz, like Josh Hawley, I mean, they say all the great stuff and there's all these great sound bites. But then you're like, okay, well, then do something. Do something. And then the Democrats, in the same hearing, they're fighting against each other. So everybody agrees that social media has too much power. But Democrats also want them to continue to block what they consider hate speech, which is insane. And the Republicans are like, would you just stop blocking speech? Would you just let people have their say? And then, you know, but then there's agreement amongst everybody that like people need to shut down like child sex trafficking rings or like terrorist plots or whatever. Like we get that. But then there's all this gray area where Democrats think if you look at somebody the wrong way, it's hate speech. And Republicans are like, you know, conservatives keep getting blocked. And so now if they do change that section 230, I worry that it's going to be worse. Like people that are concerned that, you know, like sites like ours are getting squelched. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse if some of these changes get made, because if they say, oh, okay, well, you act like a publisher, you're you're editing and moderating content, which means you're a publisher, which means you don't get legal protections from liability for what you say. So if that's the change, then Facebook will be like, well, screw it. If we don't have any protections, we're going to block everything that's that we think is even remotely problematic. And yeah, that is going to make it a million times worse. So, okay, so I don't even know what the answer is.
Yeah, that's frightening. Although, you know, something has to be done because they really are like a utility at this point.
Well, and Dorsey, that was one of the things. Yeah, because it's exactly right. Like if you think about two people having a phone conversation,
right?
If you and I are talking on the phone and we say super hateful things, it's nobody's going to like crack down on our phone lines. Nobody's going to say, mm-hmm, we don't like what you said to each other, right, so we're going to cut you off. That doesn't happen. And that's how Facebook should operate, how Twitter, mm-hmm, should operate. But Jack even said, and maybe he's right, I don't know, that like you can't compare it directly to a utility like that. It's got to have its own set of rules and regulations because social media is so new, different, it doesn't fall into the same categories as a utility. And I don't know.
Okay, but then they need to do something. They need to figure out what those rules are and they need to do it quickly.
Right.
And they needed to do it yesterday, you know? Because it's such an animal that has gotten so out of control that now, I mean, the damage has already been done to so many people like us.
Right, right.
It's already been done. I mean, we have a business that has already been affected and we're not alone.
There's
so many people out there that who have been completely ruined. I mean, at least you and I are sort of above water. I mean, I have a regular job now, but I mean, there are people out there who have been absolutely destroyed by them because of their algorithms and what they do and their obvious and blatant biases.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fact. And there are people that I know on the left, they're like, that's not happening. It's absolutely happening.
Maisie Hirono yesterday said, it's not happening. And the reason I know it's not happening is because Media Matters says it's not.
Oh my God, she's full of shit. And the reason that she doesn't understand is because she's not in the real world.
Right.
She doesn't live in the real world. She gets a $175,000 check from us every year and she's never had a real job. She's never been out in the real world. Live in the real world for a little while, lady. You know, be a conservative for 5 minutes and start a business where you have to actually do and engage in social media things. And then we'll see how you feel about it because it's real. There have been people who have absolutely lost their businesses and their livelihoods because of social media biases. It's a fact.
Well, and she's, even if she did live in the real world, she is so stupid. Like she's literally probably the dumbest person in the Senate.
Yeah.
Without, I mean, by a mile. Yeah. She is just a stone cold idiot.
Yeah. So she's
nothing.
Yeah.
She's true to her.
She is really dumb for sure.
But it reminds me of how important this Georgia election, this runoff is in Georgia in January, because this is going to decide how that legislation gets rewritten or what new legislation comes out about Section 230, if that gets rewritten or if some other kinds of regulations come out. Imagine if Democrats have control of the Senate, it means that they will say, yes, Facebook, yes, Twitter, continue to moderate content. And you go after hate speech, which includes Trump's misinformation or conservatives saying what they think about stuff. It's going to get so much worse. And conservatives have to keep control of the Senate. Otherwise, that's some crap's going to go down.
Yeah, yeah. I totally agree.
It's going to be bad.
Okay, so what else is going on?
Well, the most important news is about Jane Seymour.
Oh my God, this is like earth shattering, you guys. You guys remember her? Jane Seymour she's really beautiful, long hair. Wasn't she like the what was it? Doctor woman? You guys remember her? She was like something doctor woman. What you guys know?
What was she?
God, you guys will tell us. It's too early. I haven't had enough coffee.
Somebody will know.
Doctor something. What the hell? Medicine woman.
Medicine
Thanks,
woman.
Christine. Thanks, Christine.
Medicine woman.
Yes.
Yes.
Dr. Quinn.
Quinn.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yes.
Thank you, Gerald.
Thank you, Cody.
Thank you, Cody and Peggy and Chuck and Garth. Everybody, because we can't remember. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Dr.
Well,
Quinn.
So now I didn't. Okay. So she's 69 years old. Okay.
Okay.
She looks amazing.
Of course she looks amazing.
And she apparently she's very proud of the fact that she's never had any work done. And mm-hmm. I have to tell you her diet. Here's her diet. She eats one meal a day.
Oh my God.
One meal a day. And it is vegetables, lean fish, or a small piece of chicken, and very occasionally a thin slice of lean steak, and her snacks are carrots and celery.
Okay, that's all she eats. No, thank you. I could not do that. What in the
hell? That's great.
How do you do that? How?
If you don't include donuts in your diet, right? I'm sorry, you're not
I'm
living.
Out. I'm totally out. Right.
So that's what she eats. She says she's never had plastic surgery on her face, and she's currently in a show, in a role. Her character name is Eleanor of Aquitaine.
Yes, yes.
And the show is called Glow and Darkness, and she co-stars in it with Joan Collins.
Okay.
And I saw a photo of the two of them together, and, you know, Joan Collins has had a lot of work.
She has, yes.
All the work.
All the work.
All of it. Yes. And yet still, Jane Seymour looks phenomenally younger next to her without any work. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's because she doesn't eat donuts. You know,
yeah, I think some of it, let's just get real. Some of it's genetics too.
Oh yeah.
I mean look at your ma. Beautiful. Your ma is like ridiculous.
I've got a mother. Really good looking mom.
Mock's mother is like, she's a freak of nature. She looks so young for her age. And Mock will probably age just like her.
Oh God, I hope so, man. Yeah, cause she looks so good. So anyway, she's in the show, and she plays a woman of her age, right? Like she's not, her character is around 69. Okay. Cause that's her age. But in the show, there are apparently supposed to be flashback scenes to her younger years. And so the producer said, listen, Jane, we need to find someone that looks a lot like you back in your younger years to play you in these flashback scenes. And she is enraged over this because she believes she could, quote, easily pass for 25.
Oh my God. Wow.
So she's furious.
That's very brazen. Good for her for having that kind of like confidence in herself. But I would be like, you guys find somebody who's actually 25. Cause I'm right. Even at 49, I'd be like, you go ahead and find someone. Cause I got some crows. I got some stuff going on here and some stuff going on. You know what I mean? Go ahead. Like gravity is a thing. So just go ahead and find a 25-year-old. You do that.
No,
and I'm gonna sit it out. You know,
she's mad and she's taking it so personally. And yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
I know. You know, it's funny because the name Jane, this is something that Rob and I talked about last week. I don't remember how the name Jane originally came up. Maybe we got an email from somebody. I don't know. But anyway, he said, have you noticed that there's really no one named Jane who's attractive? And Jane Seymour's the first person I thought of, right?
Really?
I was like, oh my God, look up Jane Russell, Jane Mansfield, Jane Seymour. And he was like, I'm talking about right now. Like people named Jane that are our age or younger. He was like, there's nobody named. So now we got all these people sending us pictures of Janes.
He does this on purpose.
I think
he totally does it on purpose so he can get like pictures of hot chicks. This is what he does. And now they're all slipping into his DMs on Instagram. This is what's happening to him now. Oh my God.
It's totally true. Yeah, totally true.
I swear the only reason that the only reason he got on Instagram is so he could get DMs from hot chicks.
That was actually one of my selling points. Like when he wasn't on it, I was like, listen, you got to get on Instagram. And he's like, why? Why should I? I was like, because you know why? Nudes. People are going to send you nudes. And they do, man.
Somebody, Lance said Jane Wilden from the Go-Go's. She's adorable.
But that was another one. But again, to Rob.
She's of our generation. Yeah.
Yeah. He's looking for 20s and 30s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
that's right.
People older than
He's younger than us, you guys. He's younger.
He's only 36.
Yeah.
So like he's still, you know. And there were some, like we got a couple of Jane pictures sent of like models and like porn stars and all this stuff who are named Jane, who are now. But
somebody says Jane Jetson. I don't think that counts. I don't think it counts. You guys.
Yeah. There were plenty. And my point was, of course there are. Of course there are Janes that are good looking, that are younger. And he was like, nah. Well, then a bunch of pictures came in. I was like, see, I was right. And he was like, okay, well, there were like two. And I was like, okay, but you said none and I said some. And so I win.
Yeah. So listen, before we go, we have to quickly mention that Lindsey Graham is now giving high fives to Kamala in Senate.
Everybody is, right? Like everybody was like, you go, girl.
I don't get it. Cause like a couple days ago, this is why I don't like politicians. You guys, they're two-faced. I can't deal. Like I don't like it. I'm sure other people are like, but that he was being polite or whatever. I wouldn't have done that. I just wouldn't have done it. That's just how I am. I would have been like, yeah, I'm not going to fist bump somebody who I just totally dissed like 3 days before.
That's it's such just a me. Slimy it, business, it, isn't
they're
it?
All so slimy, and I just can't with them. So I just have a problem with that. Like, if you talk smack on a talk show like 3 days before, and you go all, you know, he's all Mr. Gangster Lindsay. Yeah. Right. This is what he does. And then like now, yesterday, he's just like all fist bumpy with her. Why do you got to do that?
Well, I mean, maybe he was just being polite and he doesn't mean it. And she knows he doesn't mean it. I don't know.
Well, then they need to do what they mean. And they need to do that all the time. You can be polite without fist bumping.
True.
You can be polite. There are ways to do it. You don't have to be all fist bumpy.
Maybe he could have just done a Tony Katz point.
Or just smiled and been like, have a good day.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. They're all so phony and I can't deal. And this is why people hate politicians. It's why they have an 11% or 12% approval rate, because they're all a bunch of backstabbing phony jerks.
And no one can trust them.
No one can trust anything they say.
You can't trust anything.
They all lie out of 18 sides of their mouth. I get so tired of them. And it's not just him. It's all of them, you know? This is why everybody wants to drain the swamp. Just drain it already. You know? This is why we wanted Trump to begin with. Just gets so old. So I'm tired of it. I just needed to bring that up before we got out of here because I'm done with them. Anyway.
Today is my 20th wedding anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, you guys. Send her like tweets to @ChicksOnRight and say happy anniversary to Mock today.
Yeah, it's like a big anniversary and we cannot figure out what to do. Like I think we're just going to get a bed, which is what we've said we were going to do.
You're going to buy a new mattress. I thought you need to make sure you clarify that. You're going to get a bed. Yeah.
A new bed.
Yeah.
Because the bed that we have now, we got for our wedding gift.
Yeah. You totally get a new mattress. Get a new mattress.
But like, and isn't that kind of just sort of not special?
No. This is what you do when you're like 50 years old, right? You're like, let's get a new mattress. It's so fun. Woo.
Yeah. I know. I just feel like there should be something more.
And they're expensive. And they're super expensive. No, I mean, listen, and then you should break it in. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
You know what I'm breaking down there. Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, it's not like a commemorative thing.
It
I did have a couple people make some suggestions about cool commemorative things, but I haven't settled on anything yet. I don't know. I just feel like there should be something that, I don't know, something. Like something that's a photo or like a something that has the date, you know, that is like, this is 20 or I don't know.
Oh, because, well, you know, it would have been nice for you to have like a party or something, but COVID.
Right. Yeah. And we're not like really party people necessarily. Yeah. I don't know.
Yes, you are a party person.
Party people.
So you guys make sure that you get on Twitter, wish her a happy anniversary.
You don't have to. It's fine.
So totally do it. She loves the fuss.
She
loves the fuss. So go ahead.
But
and
you
do
don't
that.
Have to. I'm just saying you don't have to. Seriously, it's fine. I'm just saying it in here. It's very nice. Everybody's very nice. And so that's that.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys bring it in.
Bring it in.
You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.